Welcome to GeoGlue. On this release of GeoGlue, the Pennsylvania's Capitol Building in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Capitol history and background. The Pennsylvania State Capitol was envisioned and designed as a palace of art by its creator, Philadelphia architect Joseph M. Houston. The Capitol Building was dedicated on October 4, 1906 by then-Governor Samuel W. Pennypacker. President Theodore Roosevelt was the orator of the day. A crowd of more than 50,000 people came on special Pennsylvania Railroad excursion trains to Harrisburg to hear President Roosevelt dedicate the building. At the dedication, Roosevelt complimented the governor on the project and proclaimed the Capitol Building to be the handsomest building I ever saw. The state capitol was architecturally inspired by St. Peter's Basilica in Rome, and many consider it to be the finest state capitol building in the United States. The brilliantly restored rotunda, state and House of Representatives chambers, are particularly exquisite spaces adorned with marble, murals, gold leaf, and stained glass. In Houston's original concept of the capitol, he strove to unite architecture, sculpture, and painting into an interpretation of Pennsylvania's rich industrial, economic, and social heritage. While the overall structure is unified in design, different Renaissance styles are featured in the Capitol's public rooms. The House chamber is Italian in design, the Senate chamber is inspired by French styles, and the decor in the Governor's reception room is based upon English design. The Capitol's five-story exterior is faced with Vermont granite, and the elegant dome is composed of green glazed terracotta tile. Tour times. Guided tours of Pennsylvania's Capitol are offered every half hour Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 4 o'clock p.m. Weekends and most holidays, tours are offered at 9 o'clock a.m., 11 o'clock a.m., 1 o'clock p.m., and again at 3 o'clock p.m. The Capitol is closed for tours New Year's Day, Easter Sunday, Thanksgiving Day, and Christmas Day. This schedule is subject to change without notice. Advance reservations are suggested and can be made by calling 1-800-TOUR-NPA. That's 1-800-TOUR, the letter N, P-A, or 1-800-868-7672. Pennsylvania's Capitol Building also houses a rich collection of Pennsylvania regimental battle flags, 390 from the Civil War and 22 from the Spanish-American conflict. These flags have been carefully preserved and are stored in custom-designed stainless steel storage units. The flags rarely go out on public display, but you can make an appointment to see these original Pennsylvania flags by calling Jason Wilson at 717-783-6484. Once again, that's Jason Wilson at 717-783-6484. Capitol Art. Commonwealth. Commonwealth, by sculptor Roland Hinton Terry, is a female figure representing Pennsylvania. Placed at the top of the Capitol Dome on May 25, 1905, the gilded bronze statue stands 17 feet 8 inches tall. The figure holds the mace of statehood in her left hand and extends her right hand in benediction. Commonwealth was restored in 1997 and 1998 and returned to her rightful place at the Capitol's peak on September 12, 1998. Bernard statues. Approaching the Capitol from 3rd Street, two sculptures from George Gray Bernard flank the main doors to the Capitol. To the left of the entrance is Labor and Love, the Unbroken Law, representing humanity advancing through work and brotherhood. To the right is The Burden of Life, the Broken Law, which portrays lives of degradation and spiritual burdens. The statues, which had seriously deteriorated, were restored to their original grandeur during the Capitol Preservation Project. Bronze doors. Each 17-foot door at the Capitol's main entrance weighs a full ton, but can swing open at the touch of a hand. modeled after a pair of gilded bronze doors by Italian Renaissance sculptor Lorenzo Ghiberti, the Capitol's entrance features portrait heads of individuals responsible for the Capitol's construction. The Capitol Rotunda. The Capitol Rotunda serves as a popular public forum, providing a magnificent and symbolic setting for many types of gatherings, from rallies and bill signings to news conferences. Many of the rotunda's design features were borrowed from the Paris Opera House, including the grand staircase and three-tiered gallery. 8 large murals by Philadelphia artist Edwin Austin Abbey highlight the rotunda as a tribute to Pennsylvania and its history. The 272-foot-tall rotunda is illuminated by 48 portholes at the top of the dome and by nearly 4,000 lights. Moravian tiles. One of the Capitol's most noteworthy features is the colorful Moravian tiles that cover the first floor of the rotunda and its adjacent corridors. Designed and manufactured by Henry Chapman Mercer of Doylestown, Pennsylvania, the floor is interspersed with close to 400 tile mosaics illustrating the state's history, animals, industries, occupations, and modes of transportation. The tiles are thought to be some of the finest examples of Pennsylvania German folk art. Surrounding area. Mexican War Monument. On the south lawn between the Capitol and Walnut Streets stands the Mexican War Monument, commissioned in 1858 by the General Assembly to honor Pennsylvanians who fought in the Mexican War, 1846 to 1848. The monument consists of a fluted marble column and base with the Corinthian capital, ornamented with 4 marble eagles. Crowning the top of the immense column is the sculpture of Victory standing astride a broken timber with 1 foot on a cannon and an American flag in her left arm. Both Victory and the eagle sculptures are made of Italian marble, while the column and base are domestic. The marble base of this monument rests on a square granite base consisting of 4 steps. The monument's overall height, from the bottom of the first granite step to the uppermost point of the sculpture, is almost 64 feet. Veterans Memorial Fountain. Veterans Memorial Fountain, located behind the East Wing and across from Soldiers Grove on Commonwealth Avenue, is a popular meeting spot for visitors. You can enjoy its computerized water displays during the warm months. Soldiers Grove. Soldiers Grove is a park that extends from the east side of the Capitol at Veterans Memorial Fountain to the twin pillars that honor the Commonwealth's military men and women at the end of the State Street Bridge. This peaceful setting features a series of sweeping walkways representing the nation's military conflicts. In each walkway, the names of Pennsylvania's Medal of Honor recipients are inlaid, allowing visitors who stroll through the memorial to contemplate the recipients' heroism and sacrifices. This concludes this release. Thank you for listening to this presentation, brought to you by geoglue.com.